Information of the true power that we have to control our own destiny has been fundamental to this. Believing that we have to look to someone else to do it for us, that we're powerless, that we're just a cosmic accident, or we're subject to some judgmental God. In other words, we are just little people and we have no power. Once you get people in that mentality, they are a manipulator's party trick. And most people are in that mentality, and it's not by accident, it's by design. And when you again look at the cross-referencing of people in education opinion formers, in banking, in all these different apparently unconnected areas, they keep fitting into the same people and the same network of organizations which coordinate through these apparently unconnected areas of our lives the same basic policy. And this is why throughout the last particularly 200 years, but this century overwhelmingly, just look at any area of our lives, politics, banking, business, media. The power in all those areas has incessantly gone into fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer hands. And this fits with the agenda, which is to create a world government, which nation states would be nothing more than administrative areas to, a world central bank, a world currency, which would be electronic and not cash, for which there are fundamental implications for freedom. As we head towards this key point in this agenda's journey through history, this millennium period, we are going to see, and we are seeing, lots of cards being played to create chaos. Offers the ability or the opportunity to present order out of that chaos. What you do when you create chaos is you get people to say, do something, we're back to problem, reaction, solution, and you offer your solution to the chaos. And the solution to the chaos that is being planned in the months ahead and across the millennium is for a world government, a world army, which is designed to be NATO. And my earlier books predicted that NATO would expand into the former Soviet Union, that the European Union, which is now going to a single bank, central bank, and a single currency throughout the whole of Europe, would encompass the former Soviet Union countries. These are happening now. And the more wars, the more computer chaos, the more that pounded into the public domain, the more the consciousness screams, do something, save us.